This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal who gathered us in this masjid to gather us yawm al-qiyamah with Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Evil has spread on land and on sea because of what the hands of mankind have earned. Umar radiallahu anhu ardah, when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, he dispatched the army that fought in the Battle of Qadisiyah. The one in charge of that army was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. So Umar asked for Sa'd and he told him, Ya Sa'd, fear your sins more than you fear your enemy. Fear your sins more than you fear your enemy. Your sins are more dangerous than your enemy. We Muslims are victorious because the sins of our enemy outnumber our sins. So the minute our sins and their sins are equal, they will defeat us because they are superior in number and in resources. My brothers and sisters, if we think and contemplate why blessings are withdrawn and why afflictions are brought about, you will notice that one of the main reasons is committing sins. Committing sins. But unfortunately, anytime calamity takes place, we rush to blame others. It's never me. What's happening in Gaza, in Yemen, in Sudan, in Burma, in all over the Muslim world, it's because of the presidents and the leaders and the West and the foreign policy, but it's never me, never. Well, what's happening in Gaza and all over the world is because of me and you. It's because of us, it's because of our sins. My brothers and sisters, there are certain effects of sins on our daily life. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll take a few of them so we can wake up and come back to Allah Azza wa Jal. First, one of the effects of sins on a person is that it deprives that person from ilm, from knowledge. You memorize the Quran, all of a sudden the Quran is disappearing. Check your sins. You finish the khutbah, what was the khutbah about? I have no clue. Check your sins. You attend lectures, conferences, seminars, all gone. Check your sins. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, شَكَوْتُ إِلَى وَكِيعٍ سُوءَ حِفْظِي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وأخبرني أن العلم نور ونور الله لا يؤتى لعاصي. Shafi'i rahimahullah, he complained to his teacher Waqi' and he told him, I'm having issue with my memorization. So his teacher told him, stay away from sins because the ilm, knowledge is light, and the light of Allah cannot be given to a sinner. So one of the effects of sins, deprivation of knowledge. Second, a sin could deprive a person from an act of worship. Sins could deprive the sinner from performing acts of worship. I'll give you examples that we can relate to. I pray Fajr and Jama'ah every day. I have a certain amount of Quran, few pages that I read every day. I fast Monday and Thursday. I pray Tahajjud. All of a sudden it disappeared. Check your sins. You pray every single day, Fajr, and then all of a sudden you did not come. That day, check what you have done. It could be very possible. I'm not talking about someone got sick. I'm talking about normally I read 10 pages every day. Then first day I stopped, second day 2 pages, then forget about it. Gradually sometimes it happens. Check your sins. Check your sins. It could be one of the sins that you are committing that made you being deprived from performing that beautiful act of ibadah. Just like a doctor, he tells you stay away from this food because if you eat it, it will deprive you from many delicious dishes. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, when a man came to him and told him, Ya Imam, I'm having a hard time performing tahajjud. Like in our days, I'm putting the alarm, I'm sleeping early, I'm doing this. I'm having a hard time to pray tahajjud. What did the Imam answer him? كَبَّلَتْكَ ذُنُوبُكَ قَيَّدَتْكَ ذُنُوبُكَ Your sins have chained you down. This is an honorable ibadah. Dedicated for honorable people. That sin that you have committed, it deprived you from performing that noble ibadah. Another effect of the sins, you will notice that things are being blocked in your life. You open a business, it closes. You go into this field, it fails. Things are closed. You try everything, blocked. Project fails. Check your sins. Because the opposite is true. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ The opposite is true. Allah said, whomsoever fear Allah, whomsoever have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, He will get him an exit from every problem. And He will provide for him from sources he's never, never expected. So if I turn the other way around, I will notice that things are blocked because I'm not having taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah promised, and قوله الحق, that He will get me out from any problem. Fourth, deprives the person of peace of mind. Please listen carefully. I live in a great neighborhood. I make $20,000 a month. Very nice, great spouse. Good car, good job. Always fighting with my wife. Always arguing. Check your sins. Check your sins. That home that you bought with riba is the reason. My sister, sit down with your husband and let's go. What's going on here? We gotta find a solution. Everything what we dreamed about, but we keep arguing and fighting and the husband doesn't want to come home and the wife is not looking forward for the husband to come home. Sit down and find out. Maybe our income is haram, my husband. Stop it. It could be that backbiting, that lying, that cheating, that taking something that does not belong to you. It could be that disobedience and disrespect to your parents. It deprives from peace of mind. One of the Salaf used to say, إِنِّي لَأَرَى أَثَرَ مَعْصِيَتِي فِي خُلُقِ دَابَّتِي وَامْرَأَتِي I see the effect of my sins on the attitude of my wife and the attitude of my ride. My car is 2023. Every day I'm having problems. Habibi, how? Check your sins.
Check your sins. Every time I go home, she's frowning and there's problems. And subhanAllah, we have everything. Check your sins. Umar radiallahu anhu, there was an earthquake in Medina. So he came immediately and stood on the minbar and the Sahaba are listening. He said, what happened? They said, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, it's an earthquake. He said, I know it's an earthquake. What did you do to cause the earthquake? You know, in Japan a few years ago, when the tsunami took place, the governor of Japan, it's in the news, and you could search it, he went on TV and said, this tsunami took place because we are disobeying God. This is a divine punishment from God. He was fired the next day. Non-Muslim. Any kind of problems that are going and happening at home and you did not do anything to cause them, check the sins. And you know what the problem is? Most of the time, we do not. And if somebody come to you and complaining about problems at home, and you tell him, brother, how's your salat? Brother, what does that have to do with it? I'm telling you, my wife, are you dealing with riba? Brother, I'm telling you that me and my wife just had a major fight and you're asking me if my bank, if my house is on a haram loan. What does that have to do with it? Habibi, you have declared war on Allah. You've declared war on Allah. What are you expecting? You have declared war on the source of mercy. We don't think about these things. My sister, this hair that you go outside the house without a hijab and you show it to everybody, that could be the reason that you're having a lot of problems at home. But you never crosses our mind. Because shaitan tells us, alhamdulillah, you donate, you're a good person. We don't want to hear these things. We come to the sheikh or to the imam or to the counselor and we want a wand, hit, finish. I don't want to do anything. It's because you know why? It's not me. It's not me. Another effect of the sins is that it hardens the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every time we sin, a black spot stains our heart. Backbite, black spot. Lie, black spot. Cheat, black spot. Smoke, black spot. Until this heart is clogged and blocked. The guy next to you, he's crying in Ramadan, in Taraweeh, he's crying, and you are, I mean, nothing. Nothing. The whole Quran has been recited in Ramadan. I did not shed one tear. And Allah said, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. And this piece of flesh is not shaking. Check your sins. Check your sins. Because if this heart is corrupt, like Rasulullah ﷺ told us, everything else will become corrupt. And if it's pure, everything else will become pure. My brothers and sisters, one of the effects of sins, it deprives the person from the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we all know that the only ticket to Jannah is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta anta ya Rasulullah, even you ya Rasulullah, your a'mal will not lead you to Jannah. He said, even me until Allah showers me with His mercy. So the sins deprive from the rahmah of Allah. Many ahadith, Rasulullah said, La'an Allah sharib al-khamr, La'an Allah as-sariq, La'an Allah akil al-riba, La'an Allah man amila amal ahl-lut. Allah curses the one who drinks alcohol. Allah curses the one who steals.
Allah curses the one who deals with riba. Allah curses the one who practices homosexuality. And the curse, when you see the word la'ana, means opposite of rahmah. La'ana, opposite of rahmah.
My brothers and sisters, we need to hold ourselves accountable on a daily basis. Wallahi, this week only, 8 janazah at Epic only, not in Dallas, at Epic only, 8 janazah. Let's repent to Allah before it's too late. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم. Allah said, no calamity that takes place except because of what your hand have earned. You caused it to yourself. The seventh effect, and I left it to the end on purpose, one of the main effects of sins, it deprives of rizq. It deprives of provision. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن العبد ليحرم الرزق بالذنب يصيبه. A person will be deprived of provision because of the sin he has committed. There are many doors of rizq. The door of being guided, the door of having a righteous spouse, the door of having peace at home, the door of praying on time, the door of being kind and loving and generous. Many doors. Every time we sin, we close a door. Every time we sin, we close a door. So if your son or your daughter are giving you a hard time, check. Very possible it's because of your sins. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَ وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. Allah said, and you think it's something trivial, something nothing, simple, but it's huge in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that even if all the doors are closed, there's one door is always open, and the door of tawbah, the door of repentance. And there's no better time to do and repent than now before the month of Ramadan comes. Whatever that sin that you have committed, remember Allah said, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Allah wants to accept your repentance. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّبِينَ. Allah loves the one who constantly repent. Allah loves the one who constantly repent. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allahu Akbar. Whomsoever does evil or wrong himself and then ask Allah for maghfirah, he will find Allah غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. All forgiving, all merciful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. It's a call from Allah to me and to you. Tubu ila Allah tawbatan nasuha. Repent to Allah, a sincere repentance. And do not let the shaitan make you despair from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. O my ibad that have transgressed, they did not leave a sin they did not commit. Don't ever despair on my mercy. I forgive all sins. I forgive all sins, all of them. As long as we are still breathing and we're still above the ground, let's repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the order comes and it will be too late. And we don't want to be from the people who would say, Ya Allah, bring me back. Ya Allah, bring me back. I want to change. I want to do so many good things. Just bring me back. And then we will be told, Kalla, it's too late. Allah said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Yabna Adam, Allahi, Yabna Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. O son of Adam, if your sins fill the whole earth and the sky, ثم استغفرتني أغفر لك ولا أبالي. And then you come to me and ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have great reward for someone called Awwab. Awwabin are the people who always come back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahumma ij'alna minhum ya Rabbil Alameen. My brothers and sisters, the steps of Tawbah, number one, you stop the sin. You stop it. Whatever that sin is, you stop it. Second, you regret every moment that you have done that sin. And third, you make a promise to Allah Azza wa Jal that you will never go back to that sin. Even if you went back, you do the same thing all over again, as long as your tawbah is sincere and nasuha. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا يا رب العالمين اللهم سدد رمياتهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم وداوي مرضاهم وأطعم جائعهم اللهم يا رب يا كريم يا قوي يا عزيز أرنا في عدوهم يوما أسودا يوم عاد وثمود اللهم زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please move from the hallway to the main hall and fill up all the spaces. Move out from the two rooms also, come to the main hall. Look down, make sure foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Sisters, please do the same.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى تدل الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما.
إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters, please be generous in your donation. You know the masjid operate on your donation. And the sadaqah of Yawm al-Jum'ah has more reward than the sadaqah on any other day. So please be generous on your way out. May Allah put barakah in everything He blessed you with.